It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's time now for your letters, and many of you wrote in about one story in particular. Yesterday, we heard about a small manufacturer outside of Boston. Its owners told our reporter, Chris Arnold, that they're afraid their taxes will go up if President Obama repeals the Bush-era tax cuts for households earning more than $250,000. So we invited Chris to join us to address a few of those letters. Chris, thanks for being with us again.
Sure thing, Melissa.
And one of the people we heard from in your story was the chief financial officer of Custom Machine. His name is John Donnelly. And let's listen to what he said. He was explaining that he needs to constantly invest in his business to stay ahead of the competition.
Behind you is a brand new machine tool that costs us around $300,000. Over about 30 feet away, we've got another even bigger machine tool that costs us about another $400,000. So, you know, there's your profits.
Mark Barlay of Harper's Ferry, West Virginia writes this: profit is the money left over after the bills are paid, bills like the $400,000 tooling machine or the person running it. If you want to protect yourself from the evils of taxes, the best way to do so is to spend the money. Hire a new person, buy a new gizmo. And Chris, a lot of letter writers indicated the same thought. They were saying, look, this is capital investment. It would be tax deductible.
Right. It's not so much what's taxable or deductible, but when it's deductible. So let's say it's 2009 and this company has a bunch of expenses. They buy some equipment, they spend some stuff on workers, and after they've deducted all of that, they have $1 million in profit that they're then taxed on. What we were saying is that $1 million is not going into the business owner's pocket as income, really. Because the business owner decides, well, you know what? In this next year, I got to reinvest in the business. So he spends $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 on new equipment that he can write off in that year. But he's using money that he's already paid taxes on from the year before to buy that equipment. So that's what they're saying. They're saying, look, even though I'm putting $100,000 in my pocket or something, my taxes on this $1 million that I'm reinvesting in my business, I'm getting taxed on that, and that's not fair.
Another question came in. This one came from C. John Hinkle of Bethany, Missouri. Why is a business taxed as an individual and not as a corporation?
Small businesses would get taxed twice if they filed as corporations. So in order to avoid that, the government allows them to file as S corporations. And in other ways, they lump their business profits in with their own personal profits. And 75% of manufacturing companies do it this way. Here it gets mushy. These are business profits lumped in with income, and it makes it kind of muddy for small business owners.
Okay. NPR's Chris Arnold, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Melissa.